Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Drew Hill, text. I'm ready whenever. Cool. Thanks, GP.
Chick. Okay.
And yep.
You going through?
Hey. Got it.
Yep, there we are. And I'm going to tape this, and I'll add the imaging on the back end.
Okay.
That is low. Hey, midget.
Hello?
Drewski, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So, JR is with me.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Okay. Yep. What's up? How are you guys?
We're good. Are you okay, man? Sounds like you got some stuff.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Just finished up with it, so.
Call Service Master if you need, you know. They're here for all
you.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
We got somebody. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll record this, and it's going to be playing in less than an hour on 420, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks. And we'll add the imaging on the back end. All right, here we go. 3, 2, and... Back with Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. He's the Grizzlies beat writer, and JR's in studio. It's Brad Carson here. Drew, are you holding up through the nasty weather? I know you don't have kids yet, so you don't have to worry about keeping them home from school. At least you have that going for you.
Yeah, fortunately, no kids that I have home from school, but we do have some damage. We had a bunch of patio furniture destroyed by tree branches falling and crushing them. We had our fence in the backyard destroyed by a tree branch, and we've had a little bit of a plumbing issue. So it's been chaos in my house, since this ice storm hit, but that's okay. I think we have at least one of the problems fixed right now, so that's good. And then we'll just have to worry about the patio furniture and the fence later on. But yeah, not good. Not a fun ice storm for us over here.
That is a lot going on. All I'm doing is trying to keep my kids off an iPad. I like where my problem is much more than yours right now.
I have the same problem as JR. My 14-year-old thinks he's going to like run the internet from our house. I'll say a prayer for you, man. Hang in there, Drew. Meantime, we have all these like real problems around Memphis. Hey, FedEx Forum is open, and we're having an NBA game tonight. No problems there.
Danny Green night.
Yeah, we've got the pregame at 5:30. We're lit up on television. It's like nothing happened down at FedEx Forum tonight. I guess it's just the world we live in. You can fly FedEx planes out of Memphis and carry everything around the country and have an NBA game, but you close the roads because we can't drive in this town when it happens. It is a kind of a big game tonight, as JR mentioned. Danny Green night. What do you expect to see from Danny tonight, Drew?
Yeah, you know what? I do get paid for my opinions, and I get paid to tell people what the things that are going on. I'm going to be 100% honest, because I think there's something endearing about just being 100% honest with people. I have no freaking clue what Danny Green's going to look like tonight. I don't think the Grizzlies could tell you what Danny Green looks like, what he's going to look like tonight. Like, all I have seen from Danny Green, and anybody that is not within the organization that watches him practice every day is lying to you if they say they've seen anything otherwise. But all we have seen from Danny Green is him sort of hobble around on the three-point line and shoot threes. And you know what? Those threes are going in at a high clip. And Danny Green always has maybe run a little bit funny. So maybe we don't really know what we're getting from Danny Green. We know that the health is good enough. The knee is structurally good enough for him to play in an NBA game. We know he's not going to play in every NBA game for the Grizzlies this year. He's probably going to sit a lot of games out. Grizzlies are playing a back-to-back tonight and tomorrow. No way if he plays tonight does he play tomorrow. 0%
chance. Wow.
So I just think that I'm just not even sure that the Grizzlies even really know what it looks like. You know?
Yeah.
I think that until Danny Green is out there around the rest of the guys getting up shots, we won't really know what it looks like. I think what you hope for is like what? He plays 15 minutes. That's like back end rotation minutes. Makes a couple of threes and he looks serviceable enough on defense to like give you real wing depth and veteran wing depth that you know is going to be in the right spot and not make mental mistakes. Like that doesn't seem like too much to ask for from Danny Green tonight. But what is it going to look like? Guys, I have no idea. No clue what it'll actually look like when he's out there.
Well, if we don't know what it's going to look like on the court, Brad and I did come up with what we think is a pretty stellar promotional night for Danny Green night, where they just hand out money to the first 5,000 fans for his last name
just
being
$1.
Green.
Just like $1 a person. Yeah.
I feel like just to ramp it up a little bit and celebrate Danny Green's presence, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it should be descending. I think first person to arrive at FedEx Forum.
Descending.
Who wants to go wait
descending.
Out in the ice and snow?
Ice scrapers, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, but you know, first person in line, you get $200.
Okay.
And everybody else behind them slowly gets less and less money. in a descending fashion.
I see.
And we'll just see who's willing to really wait out the ice storm.
I like this.
That would be a fun process.
Interesting. It's like a reverse drawing or something like that.
I like that a lot, actually.
Interesting. Yeah. We're talking to Drew Hill. He's the beat writer for the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. You can get him on Twitter and, of course, anywhere here on 92.9. He hosts all the time for us, too, Drew. As you can tell, JR and I are holding it down here 4-6 this week. On the Danny Green thing, a couple of the guys at the station, Jason and John, of course, the show I produce, we were talking about Danny Green. And, you know, we talked to Bobby Marks about this, that they basically have probably already decided what they're going to do positioning-wise, whether they're going to trade Danny Green or not, prior to seeing him tonight. In other words, I sort of assumed, like, yeah, you trot him out there, you sort of see what you got, and then if he's a good shooter and can contribute for a potential playoff run, keep him in rotation. You know, you don't trade him. You know, you got his contract, and you'll get off of it soon. But the other part of me thinks, well, you've got a valuable player there and an asset because of the number, plus the draft picks. And Bobby pointed out they just don't trade those first rounders, so you're probably not packaging them. What do you think the expectations are as far as him as a chip?
Yeah, I think that even though they like Danny Green as a player, they like having him in the locker room, that certainly does not make him untouchable by any means if the right deal comes around. And you know, I think if the Grizzlies for the right player would be willing to throw those first round picks into a deal. I've never gotten the sense that, you know, yes, the front office has been good at drafting, but just because they haven't made that trade doesn't mean that they're not willing to make that trade. Guys that you trade multiple first round picks for, like, those are the trades that most GMs, they make one time in their career, right? Because those are the big time deals. And I don't think the Grizzlies are necessarily afraid of the big-time deal, and that's why they're not going to give out their first-round picks. But back to the Danny Green thing, I think you don't know what you're going to get from him, even in, like, what, 3 or 4 games before the deadline?
Yeah.
That's, like, the maximum you're going to see him. And so you're just kind of guessing, honestly. And so even if Danny Green comes in and makes some threes for you in the first couple games, you're not just going to go, aha, well, we knew it. Danny Green, excellent player. He's going to be the perfect trade deadline asset for us, and we don't even have to make any trades to make it happen. Like, that would be premature, I think, to try to reach that conclusion right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a trade chip, I think, yeah, you have to consider dangling him, right? Like, he is the money that makes these trades work in a lot of cases. And so I think that Danny Green's pretty understanding of that. Like, he knows his situation. The Grizzlies have said that they like him, and I don't think that that's going to change whether or not they trade Danny Green. They seem to have, like, a good respect for each other, the front office and Danny, at least. At least that's the way it's been
No, he's doing broadcasts for on television, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. You don't see that? He's like doing the Vince Carter thing.
Yeah, they're letting him do whatever he wants. Like, you know, I find it hilarious that these Grizzlies injury reports are typically just like, you know, hieroglyphics. You're trying to read the injury report and whatever else. Like, it's impossible to figure out. Yet here we are, Danny Green, like weeks before, is going to make, oh, yeah, I'm playing on February 1st.
It is sort of weird.
We're like, what? This is not what the Grizzlies do at all. And then we question, like, okay, me and Chris Harrington, we're like, so are they going to move him to doubtful on the injury report? Just so, you know, as a spite. Like, hey, And they did. They stayed consistent with it. But it does. Like, that to me suggests that they have a good relationship. And, like, there's not going to be any hard feelings. But you can't really say Danny Green's untouchable when you've got a team that's a contender and you're looking to potentially get better at the trade deadline. So, of course, you know, I don't think that they'll make a move. I think I'm in that camp at this point. But I think you certainly have to consider it. And, you know, Danny Green is probably the most essential piece to making a trade happen.
Speaking of the trade deadline, it seems like it's a yearly thing where talks always heat up about what to do with Dylan Brooks every year at this time. And in the offseason, everybody's always got Dylan Brooks doing something, going somewhere, or being used as a trade chip. And I feel like it's two things. Dylan is both equally frustrating and equally valuable for what he does on this team. And it makes me wonder if this go around, if they actually do something where they actually move Dylan Brooks, whether it be with, you know, the kind of popular rumor of Anunoby from Toronto, who on this roster then takes over the Mr. On-ball defender, who whatever the other team's best player is, whether it be Lillard tonight or whoever, who becomes the Grizzlies' go-to guy of, all right, this is the guy who is on the ball and is going to shut down, or is our best chance at shutting down whoever the other team's best player is?
Yeah, I think it's a collective effort at that point. I mean, Desmond Bain is definitely not a bad defender. He doesn't play the same exact style as Dylan Brooks, but he's a pretty solid defender. Like, they use him on good players all the time too, and he's very strong. So, I mean, he would definitely be part of it. Taylor Jenkins has mentioned multiple times, and I know he gave up the layup at the end of the Warriors game and people were upset about that, but they do think that Zaire Williams is a very good off-ball defender, and you have seen him play sort of that backup wing spot and fill in as a starter at times. So obviously they would try to use him a lot, and he's really long and tall. So he would definitely be one of the options. And then, you know, he's not ready for that kind of role right now, but I know for a fact that they see some of the same sort of tenacity and physicality in David Roddy that they do in Dylan Brooks. Hmm. And they would like to see David Roddy actually, you know, get to a level where he can play defense like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, you're a contender. You're the second best team in the West right now. You have a chance to go win an NBA title. If you're trading Dylan Brooks and betting on David Roddy, a rookie out of Colorado State at the trade deadline, it doesn't seem like a very smart move, but I think they believe in his defensive future. And so, yeah, that's just another guy, I guess, on the fringe or on the outside that I think you kind of have to consider in that conversation, but, you know, clearly not ready right now.
Drew Hill is on with us. He's the Grizzlies beat writer for the Daily Memphian here in Memphis. And he hosts often here on 92.9. J.R. Moore is in studio. I'm Brad Carson. And the game is tonight here on 92.9 with the pregames at 5:30, about an hour or so. And then we'll have the tip at 6 o'clock. Early tip, of course, here on 92.9. So be careful driving down to the Forum. Right now, you might want to start, actually. It's going slow out there. You know, you got Adams kind of on the fritz right now for a few weeks. Desmond, this seems to be the way it's going to go on and off again with Bane because of the foot, and he's going to need, it sounds like, off-season surgery. You've got a mix of rookies and, you know, second, third-year players. And even with all of that, Drew, I had talked myself into this is a championship-caliber team, even with all of that in front of us. Then the recency bias thing kicks in, and you see five L's in a row on a road trip, and suddenly, like, I'm like, I don't know about this team now. And a lot of it is because they haven't made that big move yet, and I sort of am waiting for the big move, or I'm expecting it for that to put them over the top. You know, Jeff every morning says, everybody keeps saying that we're waiting on the big one, and it hasn't happened yet. We're just drafting and kind of positioning these players, and I'm kind of just going through the history of where the Grizzlies are right now. and then comparing that to the team that looked like crap over those five games. They looked better in the Indiana game, particularly in the second half. Just where do you see this team now with all of those things that I just laid out for you?
Yeah, I think that right now I do see them as a potential title winner. I think that they are among maybe a second tier of teams that could theoretically go win the NBA championship as they currently stand. So if they are able to get healthy and stay healthy through the rest of the season, like I'm kind of with you. And I did also have, and I wrote this in our newsletter over at the Daily Memphian, like I had those moments of doubt too, along with everybody else during that five game losing streak on the road. And I remember I used to go on Jason and John on Thursdays, and I used to always come in and talk about the 538.
Yeah.
And guess what? 538 projects Memphis as potential NBA champions, new favorite to win it all, whatever. And so I was like,
I was there with you, brother. I was there. I saw
right?
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after the five game losing streak, I was doing the same thing. And I even wrote, I was like, man, is this season in a spiral? Like, is this thing going to really crash and burn here? And then they figured it out in the second half. So I don't know if there's a need to go out and make the trade that you mentioned Jeff Calkins always talks about.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that we're in that spot yet. You never know what's going to come open next year. Remember, over the summer, we were talking about if Kevin Durant could be on the freaking Grizzlies. Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin Durant, one of the very best players ever in the history of basketball. Like, you don't know who's going to be available or not. Like, if you make the big trade now, let's say it's OG Anunoby,
yep.
Are you missing the big trade next summer? Like, these are consequences that you have to think about. So if you have a team that has the chance to win a title, I think you kind of is staying pat, standing pat probably makes the most sense. That being said, I really like OG Anunoby, and maybe he is the trade for the Grizzlies. Another thing I wrote, like a guy that averaged 17 points in the playoffs last year, he's like top, 5% of all wings in steal percentage and block percentage. So he plays great defense. He's been a better 3-point shooter than Dylan Brooks his entire career. So, is that the guy? Is that the upgrade that's really going to push Memphis over the top to win a championship? Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, my answer is maybe. Like, if they made that trade, I would not be nervous. I would just put it that way. I would feel good.
You
about
like
the
that trade? Tell the truth. You want trade. You like that trade? You like that trade?
I think I would like that trade. I think I would like that trade.
Wow, Drew.
If they were to do that, but I think all things considered, right now. It makes most sense to probably not make that trade considering you're already a title contender, but I like it. I like that trade. I would love to see OG Anunoby on the Grizzlies.
Yeah. A lot of recency bias about Dylan Brooks. I actually feel for the guy because I was on the Dylan haters group for a long time, and I've just decided they need him on this roster now after watching him, for better or for worse. I have now decided he's not Tony Allen in terms of defenders, but he is so necessary from a defensive perspective. And realizing that last year what we saw in the playoffs was shot jacking because we had two injured players when we were playing the Warriors. That's not the normal thing that we're trying to do with Dylan Brooks. I just think they need Dylan Brooks. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing was, like, people will forget, but in that game six that they lost in Golden State, Dylan was awesome.
Yeah. Like,
they're not even in that game.
No, you're
Dylan
right.
Dylan isn't playing.
Well, yeah, if you just remove him from the roster, then yes, he is definitely missed.
I mean, the OG thing is interesting.
But it's possible. If you replace him with OG, then
I haven't watched enough
different.
OG Anunoby to figure that out, to be honest with you. It sounds like you've done all the research for us, Drew. You know.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not pretending to watch every NBA game every night, but I know he's good enough to be. You know what's funny, too, is like I see lots of Grizzlies fans try to say, as it relates to this specific trade, what if you gave up Dylan or Zaire and Danny Green and or whatever to make the money work, and then the two first-round picks, but I'm like, the Knicks are also reportedly offering two first-round picks. Whose first-round picks are going to be better? Like, are you willing to go to three? Because that might be what it's willing to take. And as I mentioned earlier, these GMs, they get to make a type of trade of three first-round picks, usually once, because they don't last as long.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to make that trade, you have to be 100% sure that that's going to work out. And maybe it is the trade. I mean, I'm kind of selling myself that it is the trade, but
you sound convinced.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Yeah. I love when fans just try to take the players that we don't really care about and be like, why don't we just trade these players instead of the ones we want? That's not how it works. Usually have to give up something that you kind of want to keep. Yeah. Everybody has to be a little uncomfortable to make the trade work, generally.
Yeah, it's like negotiating with your boss. Usually something's got to give.
That's right. You know? That's exactly right.
Drew, always terrific on the Grizzlies. I hope everything works out with the patio and the house, brother. Thanks for joining us here, okay?
Yep, thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. Interesting on OG Anunoby. He's in the OG camp.
He is in the – I mean, I think a lot of people are. But do we – is Toronto in that camp?
Yep.
Or, you know, whatever.
I kind of like his thoughts on having a war chest available to you in the summertime because you get more cards in front of you to look at. You know, you're not dealing with the pressure of a season.
I mean, sure, but yeah. I don't disagree with you there necessarily, but
you're also an OG. You're in the OG trade camp.
I'm just in the strike while the iron's hot
I got
camp.
You.
And so
go in other words, kinda go for it here.
What is it the saying? A bird in the hand's better than two in the bush.
I've heard
or whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
Something about the bush.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I heard that.
I'm there to where this is the second year in a row
that
you're the second in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Like this only happens for so long, especially at this franchise. It's not like you can just go pick up free agents to like set you over the top to get to the mountaintop. We tried that once at Chandler Parsons. Not so good. And so we did fall into John Morant.
Yeah.
That was lucky in the draft.
The ping pong ball.
And the front office has also made good draft choices and to make this better. But your superstar happened by luck.
Yeah.
Just counting on him to always be healthy 2 years from now, and that's when our moment works.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Jaren, where you still have them on beneficial contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just
no. I think that you're exactly right, and a lot of times you see these trades happen, and then it's immediately you know the result. Minnesota, look what happened.
Dude.
Rudy Gobert. We know that trade was not good for them.
Not good,
apparently. Now some of that's health with the other pieces, but it appears that they're better with Gobert on the floor and no Cat, and vice versa. Sometimes,
I feel like everybody in the world could see that was like going to be a mess. That they were getting it all organized. Yeah. That they were like, just what are the biggest names we can put on the roster and do that regardless of whether they fit together? I think everybody could see that that's not best for Anthony Edwards to have two big guys and one who doesn't get out of the paint. I feel like everybody could see that. Our front office for the Grizzlies has shown roster building and doing it with chemistry in mind. They seem to really have that as a very, very big priority, which is great. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so, who knows? Maybe they know something about all these rumors we've had about who you could possibly trade Dylan for. Maybe they see that, like, yes, this guy's good, but the chemistry and makeup of this team is better with Dylan's personality and skill set versus this other guy. Maybe they know something I know they know something we don't.
I think they've got a good thing, and I think that they're going to be very slow to change that.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that.
Grizzlies game tonight again, pregame 5:30, tip 6 o'clock at FedEx Forum. They're taking on the Portland Trailblazers tonight. They are a favorite, of course, and it's here on 92.9. Coming up at 5, we'll have Jeff Calkins a little after 5. Four Stories is next, including an interesting story that JR's brought to the table about a 60-year-old man who got his butt kicked at a middle school basketball game.
He did. It didn't work out for him.
There's always problems now with these parents.
He was playing for keeps. And
he was not messing around.
And somebody else was also playing for keeps.
Also, Memphis has a Wooden Award finalist. We'll tell you about it next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.